Wala mukela emweni ngenjabulo ngintungamile inkomo.
Lo sithandekile mhlanga.
Endabeni zethu lamhlanje.
The time for the healing of the wounds has come. The moment to bridge the chasms that divide us has come. The time to build is upon us. We have at last achieved our political emancipation. We pledge ourselves to liberate all our people.
Abantu emhlabeni jikelele bamukela ngokudana okukhulu ukubhubha kwaba ngumongameli wokuqala wele South Africa ekhululekileyo, umnumzana Nelson Rolihlahla Mandela izolo eJohannesburg.
Lalabana abavoti labantu bezani completely bayekele ukuthi bevotele umuntu MDC. So i-National Executive ihlangene izolo namhla i-National Council yasihlangana yavumelana le-recommendation ye-National Executive ukuthi hayi abantu abakhweni.
I-MDCT ixotsha umeya weMutare kanye lamakhansila ayisishiyagalolunye.
Ngelanga lokunanza International Human Rights Day lamuhla eHarare, inhlanganiso ezilwela ilungelo loluntu eZimbabwe ziveze ukuthi uhulumende ulokhu esalele emuva kwindaba zokuhlonitshwa kwamalungelo oluntu.
Zonke lezi ndaba lezinye ziyalandela. Uzulu emhlabeni jikelele utshone ekhalela imuli yeSouth Africa ngokubhubha kukamnumzana Nelson Mandela izolo ntambama. UMandela yena owaba ngomongameli wakuqala wele South Africa onsundu ngo-1994 ngemva kokuhlala ejele okweminyaka engamashumi amabili lasikhombisa 27 years. Ubhubhele emzini wakhe eJohannesburg izolo eseleminyaka engamashumi ayisishiyagalolunye lanhlanu 95. Ekhuluma namuhla umongameli wele South Africa umnumzana Jacob Zuma uthe ilizwe lakhe liza lilahlekelwe liqhawe elingathandabuzwayo. Ucele njalo uZulu wele South Africa ukuthi akhulekele umuyi ngesonto. UZuma wengeze wathi uMandela uzabekwa emzini wakhe eQono mhla ka 15 kulinyanga. UMandela wabusa phakathi kuka-1994 wasuka embusweni ngo-1999. UMnumzana Mandela udume emhlabeni wonke jikelele ngokumanyanisa abensundu labamhlophe, kungelani lokuthi abamhlophe babencindezela abensundu ngesikhathi sombuso oncindezelo i-apartheid, bamvalela njalo entolongweni okweminyaka engu-27. Asizweni amazwi kamongameli Zuma ekhuluma namuhla.
We have declared Sunday, the 8th of December, as a national day of prayer and reflection. We call upon all our people to gather in halls, churches, mosques, temples, synagogues, and in their homes to pray and hold the prayer services and meditation, reflecting on the life of Madiba and his contribution to our country and the world. The main activities of the National Week of Mourning are as follows. The official memorial service will be held on the 10th of December at FNB Stadium in Johannesburg. From the 11th to the 13th of December, the remains of our beloved Madiba will lie in state at the seat of government, the Union Buildings in Pretoria.
Umnumzana Jacob Zuma ekhuluma namuhla. Asizweni amazwi kaMandela ekhuluma ngokuxolelana phakathi kwabensundu labamhlophe kulandela ukunqoba kwakhe kukhetho lukamongameli ngo-1994.
The time for the healing of the wounds has come. The moment to bridge the chasms that divide us has come. The time to build is upon us. We have at last achieved our political emancipation. We pledge ourselves to liberate all our people from the continuing bondage of poverty, deprivation, suffering, gender, and other discrimination. we commit ourselves to the construction of a complete, just, and lasting peace. We understand it still that there is no easy road to freedom. We know it well that none of us acting alone can achieve success. We must therefore act together as a united people.
Lobe kungumuyi umnumzana Nelson Mandela. Umongameli welemelika umnumzana Barack Obama ngomunye wabakhokheli wabakhalele uMadiba esithi umhlaba wonke ulahlekelwe liqhawe lamaqhawe.
Nelson Mandela lived for that ideal and he made it real. He achieved more than could be expected of any man. And today he's gone home. We've lost one of the most influential, courageous, and profoundly good human beings that any of us will share time with on this earth. He no longer belongs to us. He belongs to the ages.